Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna turn it off. Mom. Mother. Turn it off, son. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Watch us on still. All right. We have here have Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, and Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. How y'all?
Mother May and Deacon.
All right.
Okay. Tonight we're going to start off in the First Chronicles. I'm just going to do a quick summary. Basically, it's just going to contain a brief rehearsal of all the children of Adam all the way to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the 12 patriarchs, chiefly of Judah and the reign of David, because Christ came from him according to the flesh. And I had Auntie Dot and the fourth.
Yes.
All right, you can go forward. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Adam, Shet, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalaleel, Yered, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, and Magog, and Madai, and Yavan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tiras. And the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, and Riphat, and Togarma. And the sons of Yavan, Elisha, and Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. The sons of Ham, Cush, and Mitzrayim, Put, and Ka'anan. And the sons of Cush, Seba, and Havilah, and Sabta, and Ra'ama, and Sabtecha. And the sons of Ra'ama, Sheba, and Dedan. And Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be mighty upon the earth. And Mitzrayim begat Ludim, and Anamim, and Nehabim, and Naphtuhim, and Paphrusim, and Kasluhim, of whom came the Philistines. and Katorim. And Canaan begot Sidon, his firstborn, and Het, the Jebusite also, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, and the Temerite, and the Hamathite, the sons of Shem, Elam, and Ashur, and Arphaxad, and Lud, and Aram, and Uz, and Hul, and Geter, and Meshech. And Arphaxad begat Shelah, and Shelah begat Eber. And unto Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, because in his days the earth was divided. And his brother's name was Joktan. And Joktan begat Almodad, and Sheleth, and Hadzarmavet, and Yerah. Hadoram also, and Uzal, and Itla, and Ebal, and Abimael, and Sheba, and Ophir, and Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. 1 Chronicles 1:24. Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abram. The same is Abraham. The sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Ishmael. These are their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaioth, Ben Kedar, and Abdeel, Admitsam, Mishma, and Duma, Masa, Hadad, and Tema, Getur, Nafish, and Kedemah. These are the sons of Ishmael. Now the sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine, she bare Zimram, and Yoksham, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbach, and Shua, and the sons of Yokshan, Sheba, and Dedan, and the sons of Midian, Ephah, and Epher, and Henoch, and Abidah, and Eldaah. All these are the sons of Keturah. And Abraham begat Isaac, the sons of Isaac, Esau, and Israel, the sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Reuel, and Jeush, and Ya'alam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz, Teman, and Omar, Tsefi, and Gatam, Kenaz, and Timnah, and Amalek. The sons of Reuel, Nahat, Terah, Shammah, and Mitzah. And the sons of Seir, Lotan, and Shobal, and Tibion, and Anah, and Dishon, and Etzar, and Dishan. And the sons of Lotan, Hori, and Homam, and Timnah was Lotan's sister. The sons of Shobal, Alian, and Manahat, and Ebal, Shefi, and Onam. And the sons of Tibion, Ayah, and Anah. The sons of Anah, Dishon, and the sons of Dishon, Amram, and Eshban, and Itran, and Cheran. The sons of Etzer, Bilhan, and Zavan, and Yachan. The sons of Dishan, Uz, and Aran. Now these are the kings that reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the children of Israel. Bela, the son of Beor, and the name of his city was Dinhabah. And when Bela was dead, Jobab, the son of Terah, of Bozrah, reigned in his stead. And when Jobab was dead, Husham of the land of the Temanites reigned in his stead. And when Husham was dead, Hadad, the son of Bedad, which smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Avit. And when Hadad was dead, Samla of Masrecha reigned in his stead. And when Samla was dead, Shaul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his stead. And when Shaul was dead, Baal Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his stead. And when Baal Hanan was dead, Hadad reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Pai, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Metzahad. Hadad died also, and the dukes of Edom were Duke Timnah, Duke Aliah, Duke Yetet, Duke Aholibamah, Duke Elah, Duke Pinon, Duke Kenaz, Duke Teman, Duke Mibzar, Duke Magdiel, Duke Iram. These are the dukes of Edom. 1 Chronicles 2. These are the sons of Israel. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and...
Oh, amen.
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 I got so goofy about me saying no name. My God.
I know. I know.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Auntie God. We're going to go ahead with
program. We didn't have any additional callers come in. First of all, just want to welcome everyone to the Nellum Family and Friends Weekly Program. As always, we're family and friends gather together to give God honor and to praise His holy. We have our opening prayer led by Auntie Carrie. Would you like to go forward with that, Auntie?
Yes. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in heaven as it is on earth. Lord, we thank you for another day. Lord, we thank you for life, health, strength. And Lord, we thank you for your word that you left behind that we might read and know you more better. Lord, we just thank you for this night. We thank you for the songs, hymns, and scripture that we will hear tonight. Lord, we would need to do more than hear. We need to live them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Thank you for that beautiful prayer, Auntie Carrie. All righty. Well, we're going to go into our first worship song, and the title is Father, Can You Hear Me? And this is from the movie version of Mad Black Woman.
Power over. Connected.
Come on and bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father, can you hear me? Need your love today. Know that you are listening. Hear me today. Father, please hear us. He will be okay. God, we thank you.
Can you hear me? I'm calling on your name. Now put on the promise. But if Jesus, we cry out loud. Father, just forgive us. Hear us when we pray. We'll give you love and time.
Thank you.
To his people. Shout praises to the Lord. Praise God in his temple.
Praise him in heaven, his mighty fortress. Praise our God. His deeds are wonderful, too marvelous to describe. Praise God with trumpets and all kinds of harps. Praise him with tambourines, and dancing with string instruments and woodwinds. Praise God with cymbals, with clashing cymbals. Let every living creature praise the Lord, shout praises to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that. Next question, Auntie Dawn, did you want to share with us?
Yes, I'm coming from Psalm 51, 1 to 12. Mm-hmm. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy love kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercy. Block out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, the only, I have sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speak and be clear when thou judge. Behold, I was sharp in the trinity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou beside your truth in the outward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be cleansed. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bone which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and block out all my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading out of Psalm 51, please. Next one I have, Deacon Lowe.
Who?
Yeah. I'll be coming out of the book of Psalms 119, verses 33 to 56. Teach me, O Lord, to follow your decrees. Then I will keep them to the end. Give me understanding, and I will keep your law and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart toward your statutes and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Fulfill your promise to your servant so that you may be feared. Take away the disgrace I dread, for your laws are good. How I long for your precept. Preserve my life in your righteousness. May your unfailing love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Then I will answer the one who taunts me, for I trust in your word. Do not snatch the word of truth from my mouth, for I have not put my hope in your law. For I have put my hope in your laws. I will always obey your law. Forever and ever. I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts. I will speak of your statutes before kings, and I will not be put to shame. For I delight in your command because I love them. I lift up my hands to your command, which I love, and I meditate on your decrees. Remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. My comfort in my suffering is this. You promised, preserve my life. The arrogant mock me without restraint, but I do not turn from your law. I remember your ancient laws, O Lord, and I find comfort in them. Indignation grips me because of the wicked who have forsaken your law. Your decrees are the theme of my song wherever I lodge. In the night, I remember your name, O Lord, and I will keep your law. This has been my practice. I obey your precept. Amen.
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 Yes, I'm coming from Proverbs 14. Every woman build her house, but a foolish pluck it down with her hand. He that walketh in his uprightness fears the Lord, but he that preserves his ways despise him. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lip of the wise shall preserve them. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utterly lie. The scornful seek wisdom and find it not, but knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. Go from the presence of the foolish man, when thou perceive not him the lip of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but folly is deceit. A fool is deceit. Fools make mockery of sin, but among the righteous is favor. The heart knows his own bitterness, and a stranger does not intermeddle with his joy. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but at the end of the ways of death. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Out of Proverbs. Yes, I'm coming out of John 4:1-36. Come and see a man. The Samaritan woman had not had good fortune in her relationship with men. Jesus asked her about her life and found out that she had had 5 husbands, and the one she had now was not her own. Perhaps she had the age-old problem faced by many women. The men in their lives treated them only as a object or sex domination. Those who object others tend to see them as a thing to take from, not as a person to give to. Perhaps the Samaritan woman had grown accustomed to men who took from her sexuality but did not value her as a person made in God's image. Perhaps she had not even thought herself as worthy or such regard. But then she encountered this man, Jesus, a man who was not interested in taking from her, in contrast to her preferred exception. She desired to give her what she needed, a sense of person, worth, and value. He wanted to give her living water, a prospective, satisfied refreshment. To her, the deepest by amazing that he wanted to give her everlasting life. To think that he had finally found someone who thought she was special, she ran back home and invited everyone she knew
to come and see such a man. God is calling us to be persons, to be people who can see each other as children of the living God. He called us to be childlike in treating each other with the dignity and the respect that his life in us inspired. And the prayer said, Lord Jesus, help me see both my sister and my brother as you do. Precious. Amen.
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 Thank you, Mother, for that reading out of John 4. Beautiful. Amen. All right, well, we're going to move right along to our Christian shut-in prayer. That anyone we want to add to the list or remove them. As you bow your head, please. Father God, we lift up all of our family members and friends who are facing illness today, and that includes Auntie Marie, Donna Smith, Mother May, Rochelle Tompkins, Oliver Nellens, Loretta Simmons, Auntie Dot, Carrie and Willie Cody, Brenda, James, Joseph, Caroline, Brian and Afia Tompkins, Auntie Betty, Auntie Betty, Mary Ann Lowe, Mary Lowe, and Hubert Lowe, Auntie Janet Williams, Erica, Jessica, and Robert Tompkins, Jackie, Auntie Martha, and Kenneth Jacob. Loving Father, we praise you because you are good. We trust that even though we suffer and deal with chronic illnesses and pain, you remain good and faithful to us. You understand our afflictions better than anyone else. And Lord, would you please grant us peace and comfort? We need your help. We need your strength. Our Lord, we cry out to you asking that you would help us on our worst day and see us through. Let our pain be elevated and let us experience times of reprieve. We pray for the support and need from other loved ones and encouragement and help. Let us feel your loving arms around us. You hear every prayer. You see every tear. And you know every word we have. We thank you for being with us as we endure. And may we bear the fruit of the Spirit and bring glory to you, Father, through our suffering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Okay, that leads us to our first day for this week, and we'll start with June 8th through the 4th. I only have two, and that's Norris and Kennedy, and I believe both of them the 20th of June. Any other birthday?
Today is my brother's birthday, William Moore.
Oh, I saw that on and I didn't catch it. William Moore. Okay. All righty. See who's so lucky, beautiful singer today. I see Carrie. Would you give us the honor of singing happy birthday? Happy Carrie.
What you got? You on mute?
You on mute?
Yeah, I'm coming.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you. God bless.
Amen.
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 Thank you. we have an opportunity to share a testimony, a poem, or a song, or a praise report. Or you can go back to another Bible verse if you like. If not, just say pass when I call your name. I'm going to start us off with the male of the group, Mr. Deacon Lowe. Any poem, testimony, praise report?
Yes. First of all, I'm thankful to be here this far today. Today I presented my first message from the pulpit or behind the podium.
Amen.
And,
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you all. Yes, and I'd like to invite you all to go on YouTube, True Holiness Arizona, and look up Father's Day.
Amen.
Yeah,
Amen.
YouTube, True Holiness Arizona. And
okay.
Okay.
Amen.
I would like to also thank you all. My friend, Sister Donna, is doing much better. She's over COVID now. But she also has lupus, and her strength ain't coming back as quickly as it should. So I'd like for you all to continue praying for her. And my sister, Loretta, we ain't heard nothing from her this week, but continue to pray for her also as we do. And we'll continue to pray for you and all of yours. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go next.
Okay, I was hoping she'd call me for hear what I want to tell about my son. You all, please look that up, what he told you about it, because he was great, and he just got the message Saturday night. Come on, brought it on too. But I'm going to read another portion of John 4 chapter, but I'm going to start at 39 and go to 42. Said Mary of the Samaritan from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. So when the Samaritan came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed two more days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world." Amen.
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 Additional John 39 to 42, Mom. Next, I have Sister Shirley. Would you like to hear?
Okay.
Okay. Auntie Betty.
I want to sing a verse. I want to see him. I'm going to try to sing it anyway. Oh, I want to see him, to look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let my voice hear the past, home and last, ever to rejoice. As I journey through this land, singing as I go, praying his souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from within, but my Lord, lead me on, through him I must win. Oh, I want to see him, look sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me live for he is our path home and let ever rejoice. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. What a nice treat on Father's Day. Thank you so much, Auntie Patty.
Amen.
All right, next I have Auntie Dot.
Okay.
Okay, and then Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I just got a praise report. I became a great grandmama as of Friday.
Yes.
I got a great granddaughter, and her name is her name is Paige. I don't know the other name, but Bella Cody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just praise God that it came and it helped. It. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. That's wonderful. Beautiful. Our families are still growing. We're going to be reading like what we just read out of First Chronicles. Well, I will go last, and I have a praise report, and then I do have somewhat of a poem for Father's Day. Today was a beautiful day, and I just wanted to share that not only did Huber do a wonderful job in his sermon, it just flowed so well. And my pastor indicated, you know, the best sermon is when you can testify and share things about how you can reflect on how God has been good. And it was just so beautiful. I had tears come to my eyes, as always. but not to just stop there. Mother Varner, she taught the youth group. And they have to get up front and tell what they got out of the lesson that day. And they all said some very insightful things for the ages that they were. Even had a little one, maybe five, and he sounded like he was 20 with the way he was listening.
Mm.
So it was just so beautiful. But one other, for me, my grandson, Nikisha's son, Trey, was there. And he had a very insightful view on what he learned. It was just so beautiful. And I was so mad I didn't have my video camera going on. But, you know, what I saw right there is how God is working in our family. And it was so beautiful. And it was on Father's Day. So I wanted to share that as a praise report. And then I wanted to share just a little brief little poem and a prayer about Father's Day. You know, fathers don't get as much recognition as they should. And many feel like our fathers are missing in our home. But we have to remember who our true father is in our heart. The love of a father for his children is more than provision and protection. It's leadership and guidance. It's a part of who we are, what we become, and the way we serve the
incoming
Lord.
Incoming call. Incoming.
It is a strong and binding cord that runs through the fabric of our character, a rock we can stand on for courage and support, and a foundation that lies securely beneath us. So in prayer, God our Father, in your wisdom and love, you may all things. Bless those fathers who have taken upon themselves the responsibility of parenting. Bless those who have lost a spouse to death or divorce, who are parenting their children alone. Strengthen them by your love, Father, that they may be and become the loving, caring person they are meant to be. For gratitude through Christ our Lord. Amen.
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 Now we're at the point where we assign part for next week. We have First Chronicles, Second. Do I have a volunteer to play that for us?
Auntie Dot.
Okay, thank you, Auntie Dot. And then we have the opening prayer. Do we have anyone for the opening prayer? Mother May. And how about the closing prayer? Volunteer.
Auntie Carrie.
Thank you, Auntie Carrie. All righty. We're going to go ahead and do our last worship song, and then I will close us out in prayer. The worship song is You're a Good Father. Cue that up.
Mean, someone's own taco.
That I'm never alone. Life's worth a thousand stories worth. They think you're like, but I've heard the gender with love, the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleasing, that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. Oh yeah, I've seen many searching for answers, far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say a word. Of a good, good father. Who you are, 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 who you are. Perfect in all of your ways.
Amen, amen. What a beautiful song.
Amen.
Amen.
Alrighty. Well, that concludes our call. Let me just close us out with prayer. Father God, we just want to thank you for this day. Thank you for another Father's Day that we can sit back and reflect on our lives and the impact that our fathers have had on who we are. We just thank you for giving us and giving us the tools that we need to equip us in our everyday lives, Father God. We are just so grateful. You are so magnificent, so wonderful. We can't thank you enough, Father God. We just lift you up. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. And we give you all the glory, Father God. We just thank you for what you're doing in our lives. And we just look forward to another minute, hour, or day that you will have us on this earth to learn more of you and to become more like Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Everyone have a wonderful week. We love you guys, and we look forward to hearing you all again next Sunday.
Angela.
Yeah. Oh,
Angela.
Yes, ma'am.
Angela.
Yes, ma'am.
Text me that web address to listen to that sermon. I couldn't quite understand everything that he said.
Oh, okay, oh. Sure. I can do that. Sister. Yes, I will.
Thank you.
No problem.
You want to
announce about tomorrow? Oh, you want to remind everybody that tomorrow is June 19th, which is Juneteenth Day, is the day that Abraham Lincoln signed the Freedom Act for all African Americans. Emancipation of proclamation that freed the slaves after the Civil War. I don't know why you just didn't say it. Have me repeat it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, everyone have a wonderful day. We love you guys.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.